how does this affect, obviously it stops barge movement. How does that, come back and does it trickle back into the grain supplies and grain movements, whether it's from another elevator coming to the river terminal and then from there on down the line?
Yeah, it disrupts the whole system. It starts with the export market, you know, as a river system is based around an export market. And the export market at the Gulf, they need a certain amount of grain to fulfill an obligation that they've made overseas. They count on different stations to sell grain and load barges so that they can honor their commitment and their contract overseas. So whenever the system gets shut down, they then cannot act and carry out their contractual arrangements they have with other people. The simplest way to put it, it would be no different than your local food store. If your local food store can't get trucks in there for a period of time, you know what? You're not going to get a loaf of bread after a while. And the same system happens with the grain system. When transportation shuts down due to inclement conditions, river rising, or, you know, things of this nature, the system cannot operate. And thus, everybody down the chain at some point is going to be affected. You know, right now, typically what happens, to give you an idea, like at Ursa Farmers and Lock 20, we have what we call a flood plan. When that river rises to a certain point, and that actually is the same point that I mentioned at Lock 20, having an 18-foot, 5-inch river stage, when the river rises to 18.5, it shuts the locks down. At 18.5, Ursa enacts their flood plan, which tells us immediately then that we have to stop taking grain from our customers because we're at risk of a flood. And we have to enact a plan that would tell us at that point to contact our customers and tell them that we're not being able to take grain until the river goes back down. We have to contact our people that we have contracts on with and tell them that we're not able to operate because we can't load barges because the locks closed down. We also have to go in there and start enacting our flood plan, which at different levels tells us to move grain out of our low-lying areas into higher elevated bins to protect against a flood if one happened. And, you know, at 21 foot, we construct our barge wall, which prevents water from coming over top the levee. So there's a series of things that it affects, without a doubt. It's a very complex web.